League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello to all you radios and podcast listeners out there. It's your favorite former Beatle Paul, hoping that you are all simply having a wonderful Christmas time. You know, we could all use ourselves a bit more cheer and good spirit this year, you know. And with all the bloody pandemic stuff, you know, the bad news, I'm telling you, those people in Asia need to stop eating pangolins and bats and whatnot. It's so medieval, really, you know. And we should all be vegetarians. Let's not forget that. It would make the world a better place. Anyway, during these really tough economic times, the local restaurants and pubs need your support and business like never before, you know. Like the good folks over at Atlanta Pizza and Euro in Konya's, where I go every time I'm in town, man. It happens to be my favorite spot to visit whenever I'm in town and I'm in the mood for
raise a glass and don't let it down.
You know, Mike and his staff, you know, wanted me to thank you for all your continued support and have a very merry and wonderful Christmas time.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is our final episode of 2020, the year that sucked balls. And I fully expect most of 2021 to suck balls, but maybe a little less after we get through the dark winter. Today on our final show, we're going to talk about who died, all the celebrities, or at least the ones that we care about who passed away in 2020. And also, Ira has a game. Hello, Ira. Nice to see you.
Who died?
Who died? That's right. Who died? And he gave us the name of it. And of course, it comes from that classic Seinfeld episode that I don't remember the name of. But
it's Jack Klompus.
Yeah. Who died?
Morty. It's Morty. Yeah. Who died?
Ira has a Christmas casting call game for us. And then, of course, we'll talk about the ending of season 2 of The Mandalorian, which was pretty fucking awesome if you're into that sort of thing.
The finale.
Yes, it was the, you know, Jeff has been saying every week it was the most Star Wars-y of Star Wars.
I'm telling you.
Something like that, but this one was definitely the most Star Wars-y of Star Wars-y and all that. But before we get to who died, and, you know, we're going to talk about celebrities who passed away in 2020, and I don't want to be frivolous about the year in so much as, you know, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people have passed away because of the virus. And other people that we know have lost people in their lives. So we're not trivializing it. You know, we just do this to remember the people that in pop culture over the years who have touched our lives. But
this isn't everybody either. This is just a list of some of the people that we lost. Yeah.
People that we can remember.
But more importantly, we have to remember that people out there have lost loved ones. They haven't been able to see loved ones who are sick or who are dying, can't go to funerals. It's been a real fucked up, crazy year. So we want to remember them first and foremost, you know, all the people who have had to deal with that shit all year long, whether it was COVID related or not, you know, people pass away. A good friend of ours from high school, his mother passed away this week, and his mother was friends with Jeff's mother and was friends with my mother. So Jeff and I were kind of kidding last night that they're all sitting down, having a cup of coffee and gossiping about everybody in town. And laughing and having a good time. So, well, that's what they did when they were alive. And I would sit there and be a part of it. It was fun. So without further ado, we'll start. These aren't in any particular order. I hope you like the music that's playing underneath. I don't know if it's, I have to check with Dustin. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, guys.
I put the music thing in there, but it turned out you're not allowed to use that for podcasts. You're allowed to use it for video, though.
Oh.
So maybe don't play it for the podcast.
We'll put it on the video and not put it in the podcast.
Weird.
I'll just record myself going, don, don, da, da.
Sure, you can find some sad music that's royalty free for podcasts, but I just happened to look at the note on the dude, and you're supposed to credit him on the video.
Yeah.
That's well, the guy that does the in memoriam.
Not standard. On podcast. Yeah.
You're more likely to get a D, what is it, DMCA or DCMA, one of those. You're more likely to get a hit on a video on YouTube than you are on a podcast. A lot of
it podcasts. You're allowed to use it for music or for videos as long as you credit the Bend sound.
All right. Well, we'll work it all out. Yeah. All right. So let's start. First and foremost, we have author Mike McPadden, who is 52 years old and passed away. He was on our show in 2019 in May. Jeff and I interviewed him. He's the author of
Teen Movie Hell.
Teen Movie Hell.
Really? That guy passed away?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So yeah. Jeff, do you know anything about what happened?
So he had a heart attack just out of the blue.
Really?
Yeah. Leave behind the wife, kid.
Well, we've shared on social media that he has there's a GoFundMe to help his family. And if you're interested in that kind of thing, he wrote a couple of books, and the one that we talked to him about was, again, Teen Movie Hell. And we had a great conversation, the same episode from May of 2019 with Nick DiPaolo.
So, oh
yeah. Both of them. I went one-on-one with Nick and then Jeff and I spoke to Mike. So rest in peace, Mike, our buddy in Australia, Lee, he's been sharing that, Lee Gambin. So, you know, try to remember him and do what you can. And check out that book. I mean, at the very least, go to Amazon and buy it. Teen Movie Hell by Mike McPadden.
Yeah, the proceeds for his family now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's get to some of the celebrities this year. And again, in no particular order, we lost Roy Horn, 75 years old, of Siegfried and Roy. Is he the one that got bit by the tiger?
Yeah.
I can't believe he was 75.
Yeah, I know. Well, they look 50.
I mean, I know.
The Botox and all that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess we should have known. But yeah, 75? Yeah. I guess those guys were doing that show for a long time before that incident happened, huh?
I know. Now, were they still doing it or had they stopped?
No, they stopped after the tiger attack.
Yeah, but weren't they after he was feeling all right, weren't they trying to put something together, sort of? I know they were on TV doing interviews and stuff.
Just tabby cats. They were playing. Something that can't eat your head.
They were doing otters.
Yes. Yeah. Curly Neal, 77 years old. He was in the Harlem Globetrotters. Really, in our heyday, like kids today, I don't know if they could name them, but right. When we were kids, we could name them.
Yeah.
They were in everything. They were in Scooby-Doo.
Gilligan's
Island. Remember when Gilligan, there was the Gilligan's Island 70s movie where they get off the island and then they go back to the island.
Right.
And then there's a resort there or something like that.
So ridiculous.
I know. They're playing on it.
Curly was in the quintessential Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes, with Goose and Metal Arc Lemon and that 70s era.
Yeah.
Here's a big one. Kenny Rogers passes away at the age of 81. Really big in our lives growing up. Country music, television movies, right. Cinema.
And a local boy now for where we live now.
Yeah, he'd been here for quite a long time since I think. Late 90s.
Yeah.
He lived here. A restaurateur, Kenny Rogers. Posters. I never got into that chicken. But, you know, you couldn't find a country singer more into pop culture than Kenny Rogers, starting with the 70s all the way through now. Orson Bean, 91 years old. Humorist, is that what you would call him?
I don't know who he is.
Yeah. Actor.
Yeah, 91 years old. Interesting cat. He was a interesting fella and was involved in a lot of different aspects in life. And I think his daughter married Andrew Breitbart. So that's interesting. Kirk Douglas, 103 years old, Spartacus.
Yeah, well, you know.
I thought he'd live forever, Kirk
Douglas. I know. I mean, great
He was
career.
Working on it.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he worked
103, that's no joke. Right?
He was still acting, I think.
Really?
Oh, maybe not. I don't know. He'd have this
doing commercials, reverse mortgage commercials and that type of stuff.
I'm Tom Selleck. I wouldn't do a commercial like this if I wanted to rip off your family.
Right.
Reverse mortgage. Neil Peart. This one hits.
Yeah.
Well, let's have the argument. Is it Peart or is it Peart? Did we find out?
Peart. I said it wrong. It's Neil Peart.
Well, I know, but there was a, what does Getty say? Getty says Peart, right?
I think, yeah. I can't do them if you were looking for that.
I mean, you know, if you were in bands when you were in high school or whenever, mostly in high school, but back in the day, in the 80s or, you know, early 80s, late 70s, and you talk to any drummers, and everybody's just talking about Neil Peart. Of course, yep. At the time, they're saying Peart.
Right.
You know, and back in the 80s, you know, so ridiculous, but everybody's like, oh, he had the rotor toms up here, and he had like 10 of them, and then yep. He had 14 bass drums, and it's like, all right. You know, we look at it nowadays, and we'd be like, well, who cares? You know, however, he could back that up.
Right. Know? And what bands today do you see that have drums? It's all just, you know, the nonsense, true. The noise. It's all noise, right. You know, whistles and pops. And
yeah. Or if they are a real rock band, they're using a little five piece or something, but nobody's using double bass. But he is the most air drummed drummer in history, correct?
I would say so. I'd say out of all the drummers, you know, the ones that I really like listening to would be him.
Yeah.
Ringo.
Alex Van Halen. Who?
Oh, yeah.
Ringo.
I mean, Ringo never really did anything spectacular.
But drummers are into Ringo.
Yeah, but like John, I'm talking like John Bonham and Keith Moon and the guys that Keith played part. You know, Ringo was a tactician when he played the drum.
Right.
Peter Criss.
Yeah, today's Peter Criss's birthday, the day we're recording.
Oh, really?
Oh, happy birthday, Peter Criss. Listen. Yeah, I follow Paul Stanley on Twitter. He's great. Yeah. Listen, mask up. Hey, my son.
I follow Gene.
Paul's son just put out a single, and it's like listening to auto-tune Paul Stanley.
Really
bad music. Yeah, that's not good. It sounds like Seven Dust with Paul Stanley as the lead singer, or something shitty like that.
He sounds like Paul, though.
Yeah, thanks to auto-tune. I mean, they're going to sound alike because they grew up together, but
right.
Or he grew up with his dad, but he doesn't have the range that I have. You know, I could scream and holler, do all that kind of stuff, you know. I'm not getting paid for it.
You wanted the son of the best? You got the son of the best.
You know, Tim, you do your Paul, and, you know, it's, of course, it's like a caricature. It's a little over the top. However, the last time I saw Kiss in concert, he was more over the top than you would ever be with himself.
Hey, everybody, listen. Blah, blah,
I'm telling
blah.
You.
It's rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, he was like, hey, Atlanta, yeah. The last time we were here. I was like, oh, my God.
The last time we were here. I ran into Kevin Kenny last week. We had last Friday off because we aired the Von Hessler Doctrine aired the Christmas. Yeah.
Nice work, by the way.
Oh, God, Eric did a great job on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the songs were really good. English Nick doing the cover of the Slade.
Oh, man, that's a great recording.
Yeah, nailed it. And
that kicks ass.
Kevin Kenny recorded a new single, a new song for the special. Anyway, I was down in Little Five Points doing a little shopping, and I walked in, when I was walking back to my car, I saw Kevin walking his dogs. I'm like, Kevin, great job on the special. And he turned around and went, hey. I don't think he saw me. And then I ran up to him. He's like, oh, I didn't recognize you. My hair looked like, I look like a freak, you know, with the hat and hair everywhere. Another couple of big names in comedy that we lost this year, Fred Willard and Buck Henry. Oh. You know, Fred Willard, 86 years old. I never thought he was that old. He never looked it.
86, jeez.
Yeah, Buck Henry, 89 years old.
Yeah.
If you don't know who those two people are, well, I don't know to tell you. You go look them up. But it was. Those are big names in comedy, especially for the 70s and 80s. But even Buck Henry, 60s. You know, he wrote The Graduate and many, many other things.
Yeah.
James Lipton, 93 years old. You know, wow. James Lipton.
93. That guy.
Yeah. Well, he looked 93 20 years ago.
Yeah.
With the wig and.
Yeah. It should be on the.
I loved Will Ferrell's. And was it Will Ferrell who did him on SNL?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did a really good job. Here's one that I always thought he was 100 years old. Max von Sydow.
Oh, yeah.
90 years old. Favorite Max von Sydow roles? Well, he played Jesus. He played an evil, I don't know what they did, an evil bottler in Strange Brew.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Ming the Merciless in Flash Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's see. He was in Needful Things, the Stephen King miniseries that was on television. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Most The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah, duh. The Exorcist. Yeah. Star Wars, the, what was that movie called? The Force Awakens? First sequel?
The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new ones, yeah.
Yeah, so Max von Sydow, very prolific actor, and he will be missed. Ian Holm, 88 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Star of many movies in Alien, Bilbo Baggins.
Right. Well, we lost a few people that were in, and we'll get to Sean Connery, but in the movie Time Bandits.
Yes.
And when Ian Holm died, the first thing I thought was his Napoleon in Time Bandits, yeah. Which was hysterical.
He was really good in The Fifth Element. Fifth Element, I don't think it's enough love. I know people either love it or hate it. I love it.
I never liked it.
That's what
I love it.
Love it or hate it.
Yeah. You guys are wacko. What am I going to do? What can I tell you?
I think he's great in that.
Good.
When he's playing that kind of role.
Watch it again, Ira. It holds up, man.
No, I'm not watching that thing again. I didn't like it. Yeah, I don't have time.
It's a 1960s comic graphic novel that came to life.
Yep.
All right. All right. Because of you guys, I will give it another shot.
All right.
Come up to my apartment in the sky. Have a few laughs. Jerry Stiller, 92 years old. Ben Stiller's father, but of course.
Oh, wait, isn't today Festivus?
Is it today?
It might be.
17th or 18th.
So it's already passed.
No, I thought it was the 23rd, which would be tomorrow.
23rd is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Day after tomorrow. I don't know. Well, yep. Somebody looked that up.
Yeah, it is the 23rd.
Okay.
Ah, see?
The airing of the grievances.
You might be listening to this or watching this right now, and it's Festivus in honor of Jerry Stiller.
You'll be listening to this after Tuesday, the 29th. So,
oh, really?
Belated Festivus to all of you. I'm still. You have plenty of time to air grievances before the year is up.
Never mind. There's not enough time for me to air my grievances. Believe me.
Jerry Stiller, prolific in the comedy scene, 70s, 80s. He and his wife, Ann Mara, did a lot of stuff together. I always loved them. 70s and 80s. They were very funny. Kelly Preston, this one was a shock. 57
years
old. Tom. John Travolta's wife.
Right.
But an actress in her own right in a ton of movies.
Was she a Scientologist also?
I don't know. I would assume so. They're not allowed to marry outside of their cult. I mean,
yeah, that's right. And that might, if they don't allow treatment for cancer, right?
I don't know.
Oh, really? Is that the deal?
I think you're supposed to go in a room and shout at it until it goes away.
You're supposed to audit until it goes away.
Yeah, Leah Remini, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
She wrote this thing that said that Tom Cruise rant that was captured last week was all fake and done just for Scientology. So she's really bitter. It sounded to me like he was honestly pissed off at two people.
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley apparently ran out of oatmeal. He died at age 85. The Natural, The Firm. In The Firm, it's great because speaking of Tom Cruise, beats the shit out of him in The Firm. Cocoon. And like I said, The Natural, lots and lots of stuff, but definitely a big Grant Imahara, only 49 years old from Mythbusters. And how did he pass away, Jeff? I forget.
Yeah, brain aneurysm. Just
Eish.
Like getting struck by lightning, just out of the blue.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was one.
This is getting depressing. Why are we doing this?
Well, we're remembering. We're not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not going, hey, isn't this great? Diana Rigg, 82 years old. Now, she was on The Avengers, and she was a kind of a cute, not the Marvel movie, but the old British series, the Spies or whatever, The Avengers, and she was a cute little 60s mod British tart. Ended up being on Game of Thrones and playing the grandmother.
Oh, that's right. Oh, she was great.
Yeah, fantastic in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Very devious.
She killed Joffrey. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, she killed
Thanks, Jeff.
Here's one that nobody expected, totally out of the blue. Kobe Bryant and his daughter died a bunch of people died in a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning of the year or right around the beginning of COVID. And, I mean, it was just a shock, and the whole country was like shocked. You know, Kobe Bryant, one of the best basketball players in the history of the NBA. And, probably the last one that everybody looked up to. Now everything's polarizing, but everybody loved Kobe.
I mean, you don't hear a lot about helicopter crashes, but I think they're more common than you would think, you know?
Yeah, and there was also an issue with, there was fog and they didn't have, so it's crazy.
But I think people actually walk away from helicopter crashes sometimes.
They do?
Yeah. They can get them, if they know something's up, they can get them low to the ground.
Yeah.
Or it's still horrific, but,
they crashed into a mountain or something because they couldn't see it.
Exactly. Yeah. But, I used to do traffic. I used to go in the helicopter. I don't know, like 2 years I did that. And I think when I was at GST.
What was your traffic name?
No. I was working the camera up there. That was when they could afford to have a camera guy and a reporter.
Okay.
And that went away quickly. But I used to just sit in back and do the camera. But I'd do it twice a day. And I mean, it was a while. And at least like once every 2 weeks, I was like, this is it. This could be it.
Yeah.
we were in weather or something weird happened. And it was a little nerve wracking.
Never been in one. I've never ever.
Oh, it's awesome.
Maybe I'll get to go into one someday. 88 years old, Regis Philbin passed away.
Oh, I loved Regis.
Yeah, I did too. He was a good game show host. And of course, Regis and Kathy.
He was a good all-around host. Yeah.
Yeah. All around. He was really, entertaining and full of verve.
It was like an old version of Jared, Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, come on, let's go.
Right. He's got the record for the most hours on TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Little Richard passed away. 86.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Real big and a pioneer of rock and roll music.
Richard Pettyman.
Yep. Was he from Georgia?
Yeah. From Macon.
Macon, yeah.
Another very shocking, well, it wasn't shocking to people who knew him, but I didn't know he was ill. Chadwick Boseman from Black Panther. And what other movie was he in recently?
He's in that. What's the name of it? It's his last movie. It just came out on Netflix this week.
Right.
Well, he was 43 years old and he passed away. He had cancer and
he was hiding it, right?
Well, he wasn't hiding it so much as he didn't tell anybody about it.
He didn't make it public, but his family had public.
Yeah. He I guess based because he didn't want people to, fawn over him and he didn't want to appear sick.
Yeah.
So there's something to be said for that.
I remember our buddy Earl had a big post about him and I guess they had gotten pretty close. And I remember Earl Brown, W. Earl Brown,
right,
made some big post after he passed away and just talked about how much some big story about them going out and having a good time and how like humble he was with fans and people that loved him and everything. I just remember that. It was really nice.
And I don't know what they're going to do with the franchise. They said they're not going to replace him, so it'll be somebody else.
Hmm.
We'll take over in that role. Eddie Van Halen, 65 years old.
Yeah, that was going to be my background if I was able to do it, but I can't do it.
65 years old. We had expected it because he's been fighting cancer for at least 20 years.
But he was another one that wasn't super public about it. I mean, you knew about the tongue cancer and then it went away and then you just didn't hear anything for a while, It wasn't in the news or anything. Not that Van Halen was doing too much, I guess.
Well, I watched a video Wolfgang put out from when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And you can tell Eddie really, really was a loving father.
Yeah. Yeah. Seemed like a great guy. Everybody loved him.
Sean Connery, 90, passes away. Sean Connery, can't do him.
The news of that kind of came and went.
It did.
It's like I didn't hear much about it. I was like, really?
Wasn't it election week?
I think so.
It might have been election week because that was nothing was going to top that note.
I mean, Connery's pretty big.
Yeah, yeah. But he's also been out of the spotlight for a number of years.
Yeah, probably for good reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He had
some
this incidents.
Year kind of did that for everybody, though. I mean, as far as overshadowing, I mean, anyone, it unfortunately this year has been synonymous with disaster. So, I think a lot of these people that would have been, a lot more heralded, when this happened, just kind of got pushed by with everything else going on.
Yeah, COVID is Michael Jackson and everyone else is Farrah Fawcett. If they died in the same day and, Farrah Fawcett died.
Right. Yeah. Man, I shouldn't laugh, but that is a good analogy.
Thank you. You didn't frame it in the form of a question. Alex Trebek passes away and his final episode airs this Friday.
Yeah.
The 25th, which I believe is Christmas. Of course, this episode is out after that, but that'll be the final one. And I guess so. They haven't really announced a permanent guest host, but it'll be Ken Jennings for a while.
Will it? How do you think he'll be as a host?
People don't like him.
No?
No.
I think people are going into it with a lot of, you know, a lot of memory of Alex. And, you know, I don't think they would like anybody.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think they'd like anybody either.
But you got to be leery of reading about it on social media, because you'll see that post that says, Ken Jennings took over and the internet went nuts. That just means a bunch of douchebags on Twitter that nobody cares about in real life. But definitely Alex Trebek. I mean, he's been on the TV every day for my entire life, all of our lives.
And even when he shaved his mustache, we still knew who he was.
That's right. Although I liked the mustache. I didn't like him.
Of course.
David Prowse, 85 years old, Darth Vader.
The original
guy in the suit. Did the dialogue in the original movie, but of course it was overdubbed by
James Jones.
Yeah. There's a lot of people making memes now of a lot of people from the original Star Wars are gone. Carrie Fisher, Kane Baker, who is R2-D2, David Prowse. Who was it that played Chewbacca? What was his name?
Robert? No.
I can picture him in my face. Did he die this year too, or was it last year? That he last year. Yeah.
It was the end of last year, yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Guy.
Yeah. Charlie Pride, 86 years old, country singer. Yeah.
Peter Mayhew.
Peter Mayhew, thank you.
I was close. Good.
Charlie Pride, 86 years old. Is anybody going to San Antone?
Guy's got an interesting story.
What's that?
Guy's got an interesting story, Charlie Pride.
What do you mean?
I remember here when he passed away, you know, a bunch of radios, and I was just watching, they were just talking about how he got into music and stuff he had to overcome. And
I imagine he had to overcome a lot given when he came up in country.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
Charlie. What, Dustin?
No, yeah, especially coming up in Mississippi, that time frame. Yeah, that's
right.
That's amazing that he lived, much less made a success of himself.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, now they have a little Nas X who can go down a street.
Right. The guy from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Well, he's actually, I mean, he looks like a country singer. Little Nas X, like, hey, listen, I'm a country singer. The auto-tune gay country that's taking the world by storm. So rest in peace, Charlie Pride. Another very important person in music, John Prine. He was one of the first famous people to pass away from COVID at age 73. Probably had an awful lot of music still left in him. But he had been sick anyhow.
Yeah, he had a lot of health issues on top of the COVID catching up to him.
He was one of the first big guys that died from it, I remember. Because it wasn't earlier on. Wasn't it like March or April? Right.
Yeah.
And I remember he was like the first one where everybody was like, oh, okay, this is serious, you know? Uh-huh.
Yep. He had a lot of comorbidities.
He just had a lot of, his death caused a lot of ripples in the country music world with the CMA not giving him any type of recognition at their awards, and
he didn't,
and kind of left him out of any. You know, once he had died a few weeks before they had the awards, and the awards ceremony came up, and they said they're not going to represent him at all. In their defense, they say that they don't do that normally. They don't do a yearly passing of people, but it was kind of, you know, they had made a few exceptions over the years for certain people, but they didn't want to make one for him. So that was the reason why. Jason Isbell and what's his name? The new guy,
Sturgill.
Sturgill. Yeah, both of them backed out of the CMA. They said, "Okay, you don't, you know, you won't represent him, then we won't be part of your association anymore."
Huh? They're like, I didn't know there was all that going.
And the CMAs are like, "Well, that's okay. You guys don't wear jeans with studs on them, and thing about banging chicks in your truck."
Well, I mean, to be fair, most of their, I mean, they've won Grammys and things and other, you know, through different things. But the Americana Music Awards, you know, the AMAs, that's really where they shine. So it wasn't that much of a pull, in my opinion. But
yeah, they're not mainstream country. Won't touch those guys with a 10-foot pole. It's all about, hey, buy some beer and have some sex and think about it and fucking the Budweiser.
But yeah, I mean, I understand it too. Jason and him were real tight. I mean, they were really good friends, and so yeah, I understand the
And he's an ornery anyhow, Jason Isbell, if you follow his
Twitter.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's
opinionated.
I don't care about it. He just seems ornery.
He can be. I mean, he's a nice enough guy. But
oh, I like his
music. Yeah, he's got some attitude.
David Lander passed away. We talked about that recently. 73 years old. Squiggy.
Ah.
From Laverne and Shirley. But a voice actor.
Hello, Levine.
Yeah, there you go. Do that again.
Hello, Levine.
That was perfect.
You know, I played him. I dressed up as him for Halloween once because I had another friend of mine who was taller, who kind of looked like Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he did Lenny and I did Squiggy, and I got the little curl, you know, with the on front, the leather jacket, and we walked around all night doing that, going, "Hey, Levine."
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Hello.
Hello. You know, if you watch old clips of that show,
you
forget how great that show was, actually. Laverne and Shirley was amazing.
It was a good show. The father, father who ran the pizza joint. Now, when it moved out to California, it lost an awful lot, but it was still funny. But the Milwaukee years?
Yeah.
Absolutely a funny show.
Schlemiel Schlemazel.
Moss and Pfeffer and oh, I made a poem. Whoopee.
Boo Boo Kitty. But it was one of those shows that even when you're a kid, it's like, why do all these guys want to bang Laverne? It's the same thing with Alice. It was like, you know, is Flo just, you know, open her legs for any truck driver? Or is she, there's something about her? Because I never.
Right. Like, you know, only know back, what it was.
No, but you look back now, it's like, Flo? I mean, I'd rather bang Vera.
Yeah.
Or Mel. But they always had these actresses in these 70s and 80s, early 80s sitcoms. It was like, oh, she's a floozy, or she's really sexy, and she gets laid all the time. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Yeah. Laverne, Shirley Feeney was a little hotter. Okay, Chuck Yeager, 97 years old, passed away. Is the first pilot to break the sound barrier, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And I believe to orbit the Earth. I don't know. Not very good with my history. Alan Garfield passed away at age 80. And then here's a bunch of, I don't know how old they were when they died, but we're going to mention them anyway. Billy Joe Shaver, an outlaw country singer, very prolific. Norm Macdonald, huge fan of his. Not commercially successful, but very popular in the alt country and in the traditional.
And then he went on to front Green Day, you know, which was kind of cool.
Did, yeah. there's a great song. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, or people and their problems. Check that one out. If you've never heard Billy Joe Shaver, you'll like that song. Terry Jones, Monty Python, passed away.
Yeah.
He had Alzheimer's or something like that, or Parkinson's. Jeanette Dubois from Good Times. She was another one that was always like getting laid all the time. Like, she was the hot one. And I'm like, No. Velma. Mm-hmm. Or Thelma, not Velma. Velma was Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, yeah.
Same thing applies. Good Times. She sang the Jeffersons theme. I'm sure she did a lot more than that.
Wait, wasn't she Lenny Kravitz's mom?
No. Mm-mm. No, Lenny Kravitz's mom is Roxy Roker, who was on Jefferson. She played the upstairs neighbor, Helen Willis.
That's right. I'm sorry. I was confused.
I read every black lady in Hollywood.
No, just
Lenny Kravitz's mother.
I had wires crossed.
Lenny Kravitz's mother.
Isn't she married to Reginald Bell Johnson?
I heard Good Times and I heard Jeffersons, and I was like, wait.
Bobby Batista from CNN. She was very much prevalent in 80s and 90s as an anchor. And when CNN wasn't as big as it is today, but it was still big. Bobby Batista, she had those big eyes. She was a really good anchor person. And I always liked her. Wasn't on TV for a long time, but she actually worked for, remember the Onion News Network? She would do stuff for them. She had a real good sense of humor.
Oh, good.
And she would play anchor on their thing. Brian Dennehy passed away.
Oh, yeah. First Blood.
Man. Yes. First Blood.
Tommy Boy.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Boy. Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah. Brian song.
Uh-huh. Tons and tons and tons of stuff Brian Dennehy did. He was a good actor.
He was great. He's just one of those character actors. It was like, oh yeah, he's in this.
Patton Oswalt tells a really good story about him, and it might be feeling kind of Patton. I don't remember which album it is, or Werewolves and Lollipops, but he's like, he runs into Brian Dennehy at a party, and they're, you know, he's talking about how actors have to try to stay thin, and they're at this party, and then he looks up again, and Dennehy's shoving food in his mouth, and he elbows Patton Oswalt and goes, "Character actors, we can eat whatever the fuck we want."
That is a good story.
Bill Withers passed away. Now the sunshine, because he's gone.
Yeah.
Lyle Waggoner. Do you guys remember Lyle Waggoner?
Lyle Waggoner.
Mm-hmm. Two biggest shows in his career: Carol Burnett Show. He was a bit player on that, or he was a cast member actually, but he wasn't a top billed cast member. And he was in Wonder Woman, the Linda Carter series from the 70s, which, and I believe that people watched that show simply for him and his acting.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I did, because I was into that.
Of course.
Ken Osmond passed away. He was on Leave It to Beaver. He was Eddie Haskell. Hey, squirt. I've told the story about how I rode in his truck and smoked cigarettes with him in L.A.
Oh, that's right.
Carl Reiner.
Yeah.
Probably one of the biggest names. Pardon, Jeff?
That was a sad one.
Yeah.
Was. Well, I mean, you know, he was, how old was he? 95? Something like that? This is one you don't have ages for.
Very, very old, but very, very much a part of pop culture since
the
beginning of television. You know?
Still active, writing books and doing all kinds of stuff right up till the day he died.
He's doing podcasts. I mean, he was on Gilbert, I think, and it was amazing. What?
One of the things that the saddest thing about it is that his best friend couldn't see him or go to his funeral.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Brooks.
Yeah. I'm glad you said it, because the next thing I had in queue was Mel Torme. Ennio Morricone. I don't know how you say it. It's Italian. He did all the music for the Spaghetti Western. That's right. And
The Thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Thing. Ooh, I'm going to rewatch that.
Yep.
Hateful
Eight.
Oh yes, yeah,
Hateful Eight. Too.
Hugh Downs, they were one of the original hosts of 2020 with Barbara Walters, prolific news magazine host for years. And Richard Hurd will be the last name on the list here. Richard Hurd, you remember him? He was George's boss on Seinfeld, right? And he was also the pardon, Jeff.
He was one of George's bosses.
I think he was the boss at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And then he was also in V. He was the head muckety muck in the original V series. The one that they jumped on stage and ripped his face. But he was a character actor in an awful lot of stuff. So those are just
George's boss that got recruited to that cult that was doing the carpet cleaning.
I don't remember that.
Sunshine carpet cleaning cult. And he's like, my name isn't so-and-so. My name is Tanya now. I was like, you don't remember that? You guys? All right, go on.
I don't. So.
I'll find the clip.
But find the clip. But
it was on Star Trek too.
Yes. Who do you play on that?
Can't remember. Next Generation, I think.
Oh, Next Gen. You probably would have been like.
This is in the movies.
Yeah.
I thought he was in the movies as part of the council. Those political ones, like 4 or 5,
mm-hmm.
The ones that were real. Yeah, talking about galactic politics.
Oh,
he was on Voyager, Star Trek Voyager.
Oh, all right. Oh. Yeah, I've only watched those episodes once. I mean, it's not a bad show. The first season's boring as fuck, but then it gets better. And then Star Trek V, terrible because Shatner directed it.
Pardon me.
And then they have that ridiculous plot of the Vulcan who says he's God. Anyway. That's just a partial list of who passed away, but you know, we want to remember all those people and you know, they're going to be with us until we go, you know, and they've made an awful lot. Oh, did I say Helen Reddy? I didn't say Helen Reddy. Helen Reddy. I wasn't
Helen
ready. Because Helen Reddy passed away as well. And she sang lots of songs in the 70s. My mom liked her. She had the record. I Am Woman.
She was in Pete's Dragon.
She was in Pete's Dragon. She was a Australian. She was a woman. Hear her roar.
Yep.
And numbers too big to ignore. Nah, nah, no, too much to go back home again. All right, that'll do. Ira, you have a game.
Yeah, would you like to play it?
I would love to play your game.
It is a Christmas-themed game. Since we are in the land of Christmas, although Christmas has already passed if you're listening to this or that's watching
okay.
this.
That's okay.
I hope you had a good one.
And Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Let's say Happy New Year.
Merry New Year.
Merry New Year.
No, Happy New Year. In this country, we say Happy New Year. Oh, thank you for correcting my English stinks. Hey, Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza and Gyro, who are open. And you can go to their website and find out all that information. You can go in there, sit down, have yourself a nice, delicious meal. Bring the family. They have a great staff and a great owner. Atlanta Pizza in Gyro. Their website is atlantapizzagyro.com. You can order online or, and when you order online, you can do pickup or delivery and you don't have to pay till you get there. So don't worry about that. You don't have to pay ahead of time. Atlanta Pizza and Gyro wants to thank everyone who has been supportive to them and to other restaurants through these tough times for the entire industry. And listen, if you have been to Atlanta Pizza and Gyro, I implore you, please leave a review on Google. And we can't forget our friend Brett Perkins, who I did reach out to. But I haven't heard back from him. Get Brett Perkins, I said, the super across the way. And his business, LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They have all of your construction printing needs, commercial or residential, in Athens since 2005 with a fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com. Thank you, Jeff.
There was a game that we used to play called Casting Call.
Mm-hmm.
This will be Christmas Casting Call involving Christmas movies, popular Christmas movies. Now, the way we played this game was, I will tell you three of the main characters of the movie, the character names, not the actor names.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. You call out your name if you know the movie.
Okay.
As soon as you do, just by hearing the character names. And the first one to do that gets the point.
Okay.
This will be a short one. All right?
All right.
Are you ready to start?
Let's go.
Yes.
All right. Number one. Marv. Harry.
Yeah. Midnight Express or Midnight Run.
Home Alone. No,
these are Christmas movies.
Oh.
Jeff.
Jeff got
it. Jeff got it. Home Alone. It was Marv, Harry, and Kevin.
Aren't those two names both in Midnight Run? Harv?
Marv and Harry? No. Yeah.
All right, forget it.
I mean, possibly.
But, I don't know. But
it wasn't Jack and John, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, Marvin. Yeah, you're thinking of Marvin.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. I take it back. All right, number two. Sam the Snowman, Yukon Cornelius.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Very good.
Yeah.
Told you this would be easy. It's a game of
speed. Snowman, same with Sam?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's what it says on IMDb. Damn. IMDb doesn't lie, do they?
No. All right.
Number three, and I just watched this recently, very recently. Walter, Jovi, Buddy.
Elf.
Very good. I think Dustin got that one.
Tied up.
Number four. Patty. Lucy.
Peanuts Christmas.
Very good. Charlie Brown. Well, technically it's Charlie Brown Christmas. 1965. Yeah. I forgot I was going to give you the years on this stuff. All right, number five.
Uh-huh.
I also saw this very recently with the kids for the first time, and they loved it, which I was very happy about. Randy. Flick.
Christmas Story.
Very good, Jeff.
Yeah.
1983 Christmas Story. All right, number six. John, Holly.
Die Hard.
Very good. Wow, yeah. That was good.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
1988. My last one, the last name was going to be Hans, and then you guys should have gotten it. Number seven.
I got it at Holly, thanks.
Billy, Mary, George.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Very good. 1946. Wow, Tim, you're cleaning up over here.
There's only three more, so Jeff could tie, but Dustin, you can't win.
Number eight.
Just kidding.
This might be tough because I haven't seen this movie in forever.
Okay.
Jin, Marcus Willie from 2003. Jin Marcus Willie. I'll give you a hint. Marcus was a little person.
Oh, bad Santa.
Very good.
Got it. Yeah.
I think Jeff got that.
Yeah.
All right, number 9.
All right.
The penultimate question.
All right, here we go.
Elliot, Claire, Frank from 1988.
Elliot.
Played by a comedian you know very well. Claire, played by an actress that was in Raiders of the Lost Ark. And Willie.
Oh, Scrooge.
Very good. Who got that?
I got it. I guess I had to go first.
1988 Scrooge. All right. Last question.
Okay.
Number 10. This will be easy. Audrey, Rusty,
Clark.
From 1989. Who won?
Final score ended up being me with 5, Jeff with 4, and Dustin with 1.
Oh, congratulations.
We all win for just playing.
Right. Well, and that is Christmas casting call.
Yeah, thanks, Ira.
Thank you, Ira. You know, I love that casting call game. I wish we'd play it more.
We could.
Hey, we could.
We
could play it more. I don't know.
We just need more holidays.
We need more holidays. We'll do Flag Day. Flag.
National Potato Week.
They start. Ronald McDonald.
Right.
At the parties.
Now's the time we thank all of our Radio Labyrinth producers. Producer is a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member who donates $25 a month or more to our podcast. So, without further ado, thank you, Chad Shepard, who is also a sponsor, who comes in at the $50 mark, and we appreciate it very, very much. Chad has been a member since October 6th, 2017, and we love you for it. Also, thank you to Brian Smith, Eric Malmstrom. Eric has been with us for almost 4 years. John Sutherland, member since 2018. Keith Tate, since October 14th, 2016. Matt Carter, since November 12th, 2016. Mike D, since August 1st, 2018. Tim Slayton, Sean Hall, since April 22nd, 2018. Todd Ellis, a member since January 19th, 2020. He's the youngest one. And last but not least, Emily Warren, who joined up on May 19th, 2018. Thank you to each and every one of you so very much.
All right, so we're going to wrap up this episode by talking about The Mandalorian a little bit and a little bit about Star Wars.
Hey, Mando!
I'm assuming we've all seen it.
Man.
Yes.
The finale and how freaking awesome it was, and that we were all smart enough to stick around for the end scene credits so we could see the post-credit scene with Boba Fett.
You guys piss me off, though, that are watching this shit during the day on Friday. I got to say off
No, Ira, I'm on you. Same thing. I watch it at night.
Would you guys get up at 3 a.m. and watch it like a normal fucking person?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, I'm typically up past midnight, so I do think about it. But then, you know, I wait for Friday night. You know?
I do, too. There's peace and quiet. And, you imbibe a little bit. You sit down and you watch your Mando.
I'm actually sad that we don't have any more of that for a year, you know?
Gallery season 2 starts Christmas Day, though.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, but I want some more story.
Man, how great was that, huh?
Yes.
I think maybe W. Earl Brown is working on the Boba Fett show.
Oh, really?
So, well, Tatooine.
He indicated that he was going to work on Star Wars very shortly after we recorded the podcast with him.
Right.
And they're filming that Boba Fett now.
All right.
They're going to film Mando season 3. So,
but they're filming them at the same time. There's a shooting schedule, 2 different shooting schedules at the same time. One of the people who writes for both shows, he put it on Twitter, and then Disney like jumped in and he had to clarify some things. But there's 2 separate shooting schedules and they take place at the same time. So that's pretty freaking awesome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad to hear that. So they're doing the Boba Fett thing and Mandalorian, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. A lot of people are speculating that maybe the Book of Boba Fett was going to be season three of Mandalorian.
Right, which I was kind of upset about because I wanted, you know, Pedro.
The writer said that they'd be two different entities, so that kind of put the end to that.
Yeah, and then Favreau spilled the beans on Good Morning America.
Did he?
One of the morning shows.
All right, that makes me happy.
He wanted to clear it up. A lot of people were saying that maybe it was Mando season three.
It was just the way that they're putting all this stuff out using the books and chapters as title fronts. And then, yeah, when they say that, oh, the next one's going to be the Book of Boba Fett, they're like, okay, does that close the book?
Right.
You know, on Mando. But no, I think they were just like, no, that's just the way that we're telling all this Star Wars stuff is like volumes of a book. So,
right.
So the way this episode unfolded, it was awesome Mandalorian shit. Mandalorian, cool. And it was some awesome Force shit, which you'll see at the end of the episode. But of course, Grogu is on the starship. He's being held by Moff Gideon, and when you know they do their whole plan to go and attack the spaceship, the starship, or the Star Destroyer. He's on a light cruiser. He's not on a Star Destroyer.
Like a tiny Star Destroyer.
Yeah, a tiny one. They call it something else. But anyway, so Mando. Din and what's her name? Boca Raton.
Bo-Katan.
Bo-Katan. Boca Raton. I wrote Boca Raton. Boca. Boca.
Boca Vista.
Yes, and the whole crew. They go and they of course kill all the weak ass stormtroopers, which sucks because they stink. And they confront Moff Gideon. All Din wants is all Mandalorian wants is the kid. Just wants the kid. He doesn't care about the sword. He doesn't care about anything. He tells Moff Gideon to fuck off. Just give me the kid and I'll leave. And I have everything I need from him. I have his blood.
Too easy, no?
Well, no, because Gideon laid it out. He said, listen, this is, you know, I got what I needed. You take him. And, you know, Mandalorian's like, fuck it. I don't care about your stupid
skull. Well, right. I guess he did try to kill him after he took
Yeah, well, he lied to him, set him up, and then
right.
And then Mandalorian beats the shit out of him and takes the dark sword. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
That was an awesome battle there between the dark saber and the Beskar staff that Mando had.
Yeah.
So the legend, and then we find out that Mando is going to give the dark sword to Boca Raton.
Right.
And
you mean Starbuck?
Yeah, to Starbaton. Mm-hmm. Starbuck Boca Raton. Star Boca Raton. He's going to hand her the sword, but he can't do that because you can only, it's like Harry Potter, you know, you can't possess the wand unless you win it from the other.
He's like, all right, I yield.
Yeah. But okay, so I didn't know any of that backstory. And then as I'm watching, I watch this channel called Star Wars Theory.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. On YouTube?
Yeah, do you watch that?
No, but now that I know about it, I'll get into it.
Oh, this guy, he'll do like quick little 1-minute videos, and he'll do 2.5-hour complete Darth Vader timeline, like everything about Anakin. And so you know everything. But he gets into the comic books. He knows what's canon and what isn't. And Mandalorian made me seek that out because there's a lot of characters in there. You have to go back to Rebels or you have to go back to
Clone Wars
to find out who they are.
Yeah, which is weird that you have to watch animated stuff to figure out, you know, that's the first time that this has ever happened, right?
Well, I mean, it's smart, right? Disney?
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to have guys like all the adults watching all the animated stuff?
I feel like an idiot sitting there and watching Rebels because it's obvious. It's so
written. Are you watching it?
Yeah, but it's so written for teenagers. And you can tell that it's written for teenagers, but it's still cool. The animation's cool. And there's, you know, Darth Vader shows up or this and that. You know, R2-D2 and C-3PO show up.
Right.
But getting back to Mandalorian, so the whole battle rages, and then these things called the Dark Troopers, which are droids.
Yeah, those things were pretty badass.
Yeah, they are pretty badass. They're mean looking. They look like Darth Vader. They're scary. Darth
Vader / Iron Man.
Yeah.
/ Terminator. They were like Terminator.
Right. Star Boca Raton had to fight Cylons again. And even though she never confronted one. So they're up in the bridge, and they have Gus Fring. And they're going to blow up the meth lab. And but you know, the robots are out pounding on the boom, 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 pounding on the door. And then you see an X-Wing fighter land, and you're like, who could that be?
Right.
Like, you didn't know who it was when the X-Wing landed. You're nuts. Other people, oh, it could have been Leia. Oh, really?
Well, no, I mean, I looked, and you can't tell that there's R2-D2s on it.
No, but it's still, it's an X-Wing fighter. Who would fly an X-Wing fighter?
By they showed a few X-Wings in Mando.
That's true.
But
yeah, they're always in crew. They're always in groups.
Yeah,
he's the only one that has his own.
I mean, my first thought
Borkin's was going to show up.
My first thought was Luke, but I almost thought it was too on the nose. You know, I was like, nah, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't make it Luke. That would be too easy, right?
Star Wars stereotype.
Yeah, I think that was the everything. That was the actual crux. Was that? Yeah. No, they'll never think it's Luke.
Yeah,
right.
Actually, I thought it would be Ezra, but
well, Ezra was introduced.
Right. I thought that would be the introduction, something.
To bring up Ezra from Rebels, you bring up Sabine from Rebels, who was the Mandalorian on the ship on the Ghost with the crew. She's the spray paint artist, and she's a kick-ass fighter. This is why I was bringing it up. She won the black sword from the dark sword from Darth Maul and gave it to Boca.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be able to remember her name, so I'm just going to say Boca Raton. Handed the sword to that character. And that character took it. There was no, you have to win it in a battle. She just went to Mandalore and said, I am your ruler. So that's a little, just a little weird twist in that.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense to me either. I was like, it's okay for canon to come from Rebels, but not anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Speaking of canon, the clerk's Death Star talk is now canon.
That's true.
The what?
What does that mean?
You know, they had that conversation in Clerks about the roofers and the plumbers and shit.
Yeah. That guy brought it up. Yeah, that was awesome.
Got like, you don't need millions of people got killed when the Death Star blew up.
Yeah. Did he take that from Clerks? He had to have put that into the story. That's pretty cool. So, I mean, all in all, it was a great season. And that final episode was freaking amazing. I'm back interested in Star Wars again.
Yeah. You gotta watch that gallery, man.
I will, but
I'm really looking forward to season two starting on Christmas Day.
I watched The Phantom Menace again. And you know
what, I tried too as well. Yeah, what happened?
Okay, I had a false start. I put it on and I started watching. I'm like, I can't watch this again.
Yeah.
But then I made myself watch it. And only from a canon point of view of reminding myself about some of these characters, but some of it is good. Some of it is really bad. First of all, Jake Lloyd, terrible, completely awful. They could have had an older kid. They should have had like a 10 or 11 year old kid who was cocky and arrogant. And then it takes me to, I watched it and then I'm like, all right, now I'm going to start. The worst of the three, I think, is Attack of the Clones. Only because of those scenes on Naboo between Anakin Skywalker and Padme. They're horrible. I had to fast forward through them. And on the iPad, you can just drag it. So anytime I saw the wipe, they'd be in Naboo, I'm like, all right, I can skip back to Qui-Gon. You know, who was on Naboo? But you know what I mean? I just can't watch any of that shit. It's so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. But then you get to the fight scene and it's kind of cool. And there's some cool shit in that movie. And then you see the origin of Jango Fett. I mean, of Boba Fett watching his father get his head chopped off.
The Kamino stuff was cool.
Right. The Kamino stuff is cool because that's going to play into a lot of things. It could be Grogu. We don't know. Grogu could be a clone. We don't know. We don't know how Grogu got taken out of the Jedi Temple. We don't know how he survived Anakin. Did Anakin let him live? Did Darth Sidious let him live? We don't know. And that's what the Mandalorian's going to explore in the future, along with the shows that are going at the same time. The Boba Fett, the Book of Boba Fett. There's rumor, I saw it today, that there's going to be a Luke Skywalker series. There's also an Obi-Wan series. So this is all shit that's in between the end of, the episode 7 or episode 6, Return of the Jedi, and before The Force Awakens.
Right. And the Ahsoka series too, right?
Yeah. And then that one, the dead guy from Rogue One, that I probably won't watch.
Oh, yeah. Diego Luna.
I don't give a shit about it. I didn't care about it. I mean, I liked
him. I liked Rogue One.
I did too, but he wasn't the guy I liked. I liked the star and...
Yeah, Jin.
Yeah, whatever her name is. But, you know, they got me hooked, and it's all due to Dave Filoni and
Favreau.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Dave Filoni, definitely. Like, when Jeff says, when you watch Gallery, because Dave Filoni talks a lot during the Gallery, and you start realizing, like, he's basically the new George Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just knows, he knows the world almost as much as George does. A bunch
of pictures of little kids playing with Star Wars figures, like two kids playing with Star Wars figures, and the caption is, John Favreau and Dave Filoni, right, in season 3 of Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Just awesome, playing with Star Wars figures.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all those shots from the Sears catalog of kids playing with the figures.
So that's all I got to say about it. You know, although we could probably see next year in some of these shows, we may see Ezra show up, and we'll see Thorne, General Thorne, or whatever he is, Admiral Thorne, the blue guy.
Thrawn.
So, I just look forward to it. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep, you know, I may even find some of those comic books and find out. Probably not, but I might.
Are you going to watch the Clone Wars?
Pardon?
The animated, what's the animated Clone Wars thing?
Yeah, I'm going to watch that before I watch Revenge of the Sith, because it takes place in between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Is that on Disney as well?
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus, all of them.
On Disney Plus.
And there's this one thing that says Disney Holiday Special, Star Wars Holiday Special, and it pisses me off.
The Lego Holiday Special, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, but I keep thinking it's the original one, and I'm like, oh shit. It's like when I used to see Arthur on the guide. I'm like, oh, Arthur's on. Oh, no, it's that animated show.
The cartoon, yeah. I watched it day before yesterday. I watched the Holiday Special again. Oh, my God.
The Lego one?
Yeah.
No, the real one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I'd forgotten. The cartoons part was kind of cool. The animated part of it was kind of neat.
That's how they introduced Boba Fett. Yeah.
Yeah, riding the dragon. Yeah, that was kind of neat, but it was kind of like heavy metal level animation. Yeah. But it was pretty good. But all the live action stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first 30 minutes of just watching Wookiees in their house was like mind-blowing.
Yeah. No translation.
Yeah.
Yeah. The musical scores.
Yeah.
Yeah. The musical numbers and stuff too, where it was like women dancing in a jar. Yeah. That was. Diane Carroll was one, I think one of them.
Yeah.
I know that B. Arthur was in the cantina.
Right.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Art Carney's in it.
Chewbacca. Yeah. Art Carney. Yeah. He plays the guy that helps him around the house.
What, Jeff?
Chewbacca is Lumpy's dad.
Yeah, Lumpy, and then there's Grumpy, and Fucky, and Sucky.
And Dasher, and Blitzen.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice how much the kids look like that little thing that used to be on Quiznos commercials.
Oh, yeah, they do. They look like Gritty. You know Gritty, the Flyers? He looks like one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible, 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 but still nostalgic. It's not canon, of course.
Watch that Lego Holiday Special, though. That's pretty funny.
I don't watch kids' stuff.
No, dude, it's funny.
Watching Rebels. Oh, I'm kidding.
I'm not pausing my cartoon to watch this kid stuff.
Yeah, I'm not watching my young adult cartoon.
Every time they show the Death Star made out of Legos, like shit's falling off of it.
All right, guys. That's going to be the show, unless you have more you want to talk about.
Merry New Year.
Merry New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We say Happy New Year.
Beef jerky time.
Want some beef jerky? No, I'm afraid it gives me the wind something fierce. Wind. To watch that movie. I haven't
watched it. Using that, the winds.
Gives me the wind something. Will you be getting off on the city of bloody love, brotherly love? Yeah, I will, but you won't, Lewis. One false move and the whore loses the kid.
I'm from Sweden, yeah.
Yeah.
My hoop sack.
Get out of here. Or I'll rip out your brain. Got it.
Got it. Got it.
Oh, it's my turn. No, you said, no, it's my turn.
All right, you guys. Happy New Year.
They're in love. All right. Happy New Year, you guys.
Your radios and
Happy New Year radios.
Thanks for coming on, Ira. And we'll talk to you next year.
Stay in touch.
Yeah, we'll be back in 2021, everybody.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
And now we give a shout out to the rest of the donors. Aaron Roberts, Alan Barker, Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Harbin, Andrew Malazzi, Brian Jackson, Brian Nix, Buck Monterey, Chris Cosentino, Dave Benson, Denise Reynolds, Gwyn Ketchum, Herb Lamb, Jeff Peterson, Jeremy Turman, Jesse Rosinski, Mark Weiland, Randy Reeves, Robert Kearns, Kevin Stokes, Wayne Blair, Ashley Rose, Chris Knight, JW, Kevin Schwartz, Lou Caniglio, Mary Fouquet, Ryan Wilson, Sam Wells, Walt Murray, Bradley A. Schumpert, Brandon C. Pilcher, Dustin Lawler, Jason Heft, Nick Starks, Trent, Wendy Muller, Andrew Hopkins, David C. Funk, Lauren Calderman, Robert Haley, Robert Calderman, Sherry Dougherty, and Tim Slayton. Thank you all very much. We very much appreciate it, and thank you for sticking with us for so very long and all year in this crazy 2020 in which we live. Radio Labyrinth is recorded in front of a live studio audience. Well, the four of us, occasionally three, sometimes four, sometimes three, and is produced by you. For a complete list of Radio Labyrinth's awesome Patreon sponsors, just look at the show notes. Our intro theme was produced and performed by John Mark Lindell. Keep it canon.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.